This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lord Monckton will be joining us coming up in the next segment. I haven't had him on in probably 4 or 5 months. Huge news on a new ClimateGate document they've been suppressing. Total fraud. They're planning to persecute anyone that denies what they're up to. And again, that dovetails. I'll play this again for him, but I want to play a clip here of Senator Jay Rockefeller. Maybe we should get the clip of him saying the internet should never have been invented by Al Gore, of course, and other such fallacies. But he now says it's racist if you don't like Obamacare. A lot of people that don't like it are racist. And even though most polls show it over 80% negative now, as people learn how bad it is, they have Bill Press on MSNBC, all of them going, it's the law, it's good, and the racism will be battled. And the conspiracy theorists about rationing of care and death panels at the VA, that's going to be stopped as well. Racist conspiracy theorist. And then Press just acts real confident, and the average Democratic cult member just goes, oh, we're the smart ones. We're not the right wingers. You people are about as liberal as Hitler. You people are the opposite of liberals. Thomas Jefferson, as I say, is a liberal. You, my friend, are not a liberal. I want to be clear about that. And I'm just sick of these people parading around with their low IQs, with their cultural Marxism, flaunting it in our face that they're tough and strong and superior because they've adopted the establishment poison vomit. And then they eat the vomit and then spray the vomit on us. We're supposed to lap it up and relish it like it's mother's ambrosia. No, you people are gibbering scum on confidence trips because you're so empty. You're narcissistic turds. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to look at you. And I sure don't want you running my life. Get out of my way, filth. All of you that say our kids belong to you. That's like they're, you know, birds will have a certain sound like a whippoorwill will go, whippoorwill or Bob White, call a bird a Bob White. Birds usually named after their call. A lot of them are. Yours is, kids belong to us, kids belong to us, you're our slave, you're our slave, you're dumb, we're smart. Let's go ahead and go to Jay Rockefeller, the ultra-fascist, totally wicked eugenicist, New World Order scumbag, who thinks the public is total trash, who sucks off taxpayer money and is tax-exempt, openly saying that a lot of people don't like it because Obama's black. This is written by foreign banks that he partially owns. To literally have a tax to them and lower the quality of care and put payroll taxes on poor people and taxes on medical devices and just butcher health care even more. It's a fascist gang raping. And his answer is, no, you're racist. Here is Jay Rockefeller, enemy of freedom.
I'll be able to dig up some emails that make part of the Affordable Care Act that doesn't look good, especially from people who've made up their mind that they don't want it to work. Because they don't like the president. Maybe he's of the wrong color, something of that sort. I've seen a lot of that, and I know a lot of that to be true. It's not something you're meant to talk about in public, but it's something I'm talking about in public because that is very true. People associate a piece of legislation, their leader in the Senate has committed, at the beginning of the president's term, to block every piece of legislation that the president puts forward. And they have done that with this exception and a few other exceptions. And I find that disingenuous behavior.
By the way, I was just brought a holy mackerel level article that was mailed to us by a listener from June 20th, 1969, Life magazine. This has national import news, ladies and gentlemen, inside of it. This is news that will affect to some extent, if we get it out, the 2016 election. Guess who's inside of it? Ah.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy River Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time,
give it to me easy
and let me try with pleasure at hand.
Monday through Friday,
take you in this time.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, the nightly news at InfoWarsNews.com. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We have our team working on major bombshell developments on the VA scandal and how under socialist health care, and we took scores of calls yesterday, it's gone from being bad at the VA to literally hellish, where the civilian contractors are basically a bunch of socialists and hate the military veterans and are putting them on death panel list like they have under government-run health care in many areas of Europe. Now, coming up after Lord Monckton leaves us, we were sent by listeners Life magazine, June 20th, 1969, and my cousin Buckley Hammond and also Kit Daniels, both the writers, have read it. I just started going over it. They gave it to me about 10 minutes ago. It's simply amazing. They are showing the new left in here and who the leaders of America are going to be Hillary Clinton and others and how they're going to promote socialism and create a new identity for the youth of America at Harvard and Brandeis with red flags, with red fist, really promoting communism. And it shows Hillary Clinton admitting they're basically brainwashing the youth for the new America. This is simply amazing. And then she got a job under the CIA section chief based in England with Bill Clinton. Totally arranged marriage, totally staged by the globalist control group inside the CIA. And we've broken all that down, people that worked with her in the CIA. But it is simply unbelievable with a bunch of ruling class socialists. Look, Moynihan, all of them are right here. Spiro Agnew. An answer from their elders. Be aware of self-righteousness. And again, branding them as the saviors of everything, and now they've totally wrecked the country. What a disgusting article. We'll do a full review of this tyranny placement from 1969 on the nightly news tonight. Now, joining us is Lord Christopher Monckton of scienceofpublicpolicy.org, the most documented scientific clearinghouse out there for what's been proven to be absolutely accurate, very conservative, but very accurate. This is much worse than he's even saying, but what he puts is so well documented as conservative about the Earth's been cooling for the last 6-7 years, the warming stopped 17-18 years ago. They're fixing the documents and the research around it, the buoys, the Weather Service info through the universities to cover that up. He helped get the document at Copenhagen 5 years ago that blew it wide open, that it was a world tax that helped stop it. He released that. He spearheaded. I'm not building him up. It's just you need to know you can be effective as well. The best news site overall is Climate Depot with Mark Moreno. And, of course, DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com are always carrying their news on a weekly basis. But I wanted to get Lord Monckton on last week. I said, please get him on as soon as you can, when there was just a flotilla of new ClimateGate cover-up information and new statements about let's arrest anybody that doesn't agree that climate change is real and doesn't want to pay carbon taxes. And let's fire professors or let's remove them. I mean, it's in the U.S. and England. It's the new McCarthyism. So I want to cover all the latest authoritarianism by the kleptocratic, self-anointed priesthood of the French Revolution-style Jacobins. I mean, I liken them to them because that's where the modern Illuminati, if you study history, and then the communist movement came out of France and England. This is on record mainline textbooks. Just people hear the term Illuminati, don't even know George Washington wrote letters saying how dangerous it was trying to take over Masonry. You can read his letters, the National Archive, online. And so what we face is a group of just control freak criminals that wanted to overthrow the existing order that certainly had some problems and that got well-meaning liberals in the Thomas Jefferson vein in France and in the U.S. and England to go along with them. So I'm going back to the original progenitors of this degeneracy. They are not liberals. They coaxed many real liberals and true progressives who wanted to progress scientifically the Enlightenment and the Renaissance. They wanted to hijack that and create a 9-day work week, a living hell, no more families. Everything you see them build, the nightmare North Korea's, the nightmare Soviet Union's, is a Jacobin hallucination. Now, I know Lord Monckton is a historian and inventor, Margaret Thatcher's top advisor and a member of her cabinet. I know he studied history, so I know he will probably agree with what I just said and then augment it, but these are the little-known facts. And the reason I'm starting this interview right now with the source of this communist disease is so that people understand communism is only a 150-year-old Karl Marx Engels manifestation of the Jacobins. We'll see if he agrees with me. I would imagine he does. This is history. And then I want to look at their latest criminal activities and their attempt to shut us down. And then the state of the war against human resources and the war on humanity. We're winning the info war, but the enemy has seized all the major institutions. So how do we fight them effectively? Lord Monckton, thank you so much for joining us. Where do you think this evil generates from historically, politically? And do you agree with my analysis going back to the root of it in the last 210 years?
I'm going to go back further than that to early imperial China, Alex, because that was the place where they first began philosophically meditating upon the fundamental divide in politics, which is between, on the one hand, the totalitarians, as we would call them now, they called them in those days the legalists, and on the other, the libertarians, that's what we would call them now, and they called them the Confucians. And so the debate between the legalists and the Confucians has gone on really throughout the history of global government, going all the way back to Imperial China, well, going back thousands of years. And that is and will always be the fundamental divide between those who wish to control everything from the center and those who, like you and me, Alex, reckon that we can trust the people to decide for themselves how their government should be shaped and how it should run. And that's why we support the US Constitution. And we don't support the attempts to undermine it and circumvent it by your current president and his cabinet. And on the question of the climate, which is just the latest manifestation of the totalitarian or legalist faction, they have decided to do something which, as far as I can tell, looking back through history, is unique. They've decided, and I think it's a strategic mistake on the part of the totalitarian left, they've decided to try to politicize science itself. They've decided to adopt a particular scientific viewpoint as party policy, as the party line. Now, this is very strange. Of course, there have been precedents for scientific madnesses being adopted by individual nations, such as Lysenkoism under Stalin, where Lysenko, who was a country agronomist, was elevated to be ludicrously head of the Soviet Academy of Sciences and managed to kill 20 million Soviet citizens over a 20-year period by a succession of failed harvests because of his mad theory that soaking the seeds of the corn in water over the winter rather than planting them to get used to the temperature would give you a better crop, or would give you failed crop after failed crop. And that was adopted for a time by the Soviets, and of course eventually they realized it was mad and they stopped doing it. Likewise, there was Hitler. You go back to Hitler's Germany, where the first use of centralized full-scale lying propaganda, soon to be copied by the Soviets and now by the totalitarian left worldwide, was to be introduced. And there, the scientific dopiness that they took on board was eugenicism. Now, both of these have now been proven to be nonsensical. But what's now happened is you've got a global totalitarian governing class, realizing for the first time that via international institutions such as the UN and the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and the World Bank and the all these different centralized organizations, not one of which is elected, they can draw all this together and centralize their power, but they needed a scare story in order to frighten us.
And let's go back, though, just because I threw out the French Revolution, that was really the opposite of what the American Revolution was, in my view, just because I'm interested in it. What's your take on my statements about the fact that you trace communism back to the French Revolution and this attempt?
I say it goes back much further than that. It is a very, very old and very, very tired.
No, I know. It even goes back to Plato.
Idea.
Yeah, I mean, Plato even talked about, you know, some of these ideas and debated them back and forth. I understand that, but specifically, what is your take on the French Revolution?
I mean, of course, that too is a very fine demonstration of this notion of putting the collective before the individual. And of course, they didn't believe for a moment in liberty or equality or fraternity. They believed in replacing one governing class, which was relatively competent, with another that wasn't, and which soon collapsed in favor of a sort of brief and flashy attempt at empire, whereupon the whole of Europe ganged up against this nonsense and brought Napoleon down. So it was a pretty dramatic failure, the French Revolution, but they're still terribly proud of it. They ought to be ashamed of it.
And that's why I brought it up, because it failed in every major. Major tyranny ends up failing. The question is, with all the new high-tech ingredients and more fancy propaganda at the technocrats' hands, what does your gut historically tell you, Lord Monckton, who I know is a scholar and also a journalist? What is your gut? How does your gut tell you this is going to end? How do you see it playing out?
The new dimension here is the fact that this has gone global. The globalization of totalitarian groupthink is an immensely serious problem, because those who love freedom are by instinct independent-minded. You know this from the people you interview. We all think in our own way, we talk in our own way. We don't follow the party line of any party, really. And this gives the left, the legalists, the totalitarians, a permanent political advantage, and an advantage which actively becomes dangerous when government starts to become global. So if we go back only as far as the Jacobins and the French Revolution, and you come forward from there, you see the gradual global dissemination of the idea that we should salute and obey our masters in the governing class, a thing which the aristocrats in Britain never expected or demanded, is now expected and demanded by the totalitarian left, and with increasing arrogance. For instance, Professor Lennart Bengtsson, one of the most eminent scientists in the world, a physicist, and he was the head of the Max Planck Institute in Germany, which is Europe's foremost scientific institution. And not so long ago, having safely retired, because he couldn't have dared to do this before he retired in the new and intolerant and unacademically free scientific world, he decided to join the policy of my good friend Nigel Lawson's Global Warming Policy Foundation, which is a think tank in the United Kingdom, the only one devoted to giving people the other side of the story, first on the economics and now also increasingly on the science. And of course it was an enormous coup for the Global Warming Policy Foundation to have persuaded somebody as eminent as Professor Bengtsson to join the academic advisory board of the Global Warming Policy Foundation. So he joined it, and within 10 days he had resigned again. And in his letter of resignation, he said he had been so unmercifully bullied and pilloried and pestered with emails and telephone calls and hate mail from, chiefly from the United States, from scientists in the United States, that he no longer dared to continue, for the sake of his safety and that of his family, to remain as a member of the board of the institution.
The global warmists are a cult.
They're not just a cult. They are a vicious tyranny, and they're trying to impose a narrow and, as we now know, scientifically nonsensical viewpoint on the world. There has now been, according to one of the satellite data sets, no global warming at all for 17 years and 9 months, a completely flat trend. Absolutely no movement at all, 17 years, 9 months. Now here's the thing, Alex. In how many newspapers have you seen that fact or anything like it recently reported?
Really nowhere. In fact, every summer they point satellites at the northern and southern hemispheres respectively and say they're melting forever, knowing full well they always shrink in the summer. I mean,
That's right, and you see pictures of water pouring off the glaciers, and they say this is because of global warming. No, it's because it's summertime. Get used to it. It's been happening for billions of years. But that is how absurd it's now become. And the news media, the beef I have with them is not so much that most of them are now in this totalitarian class and in this mindset, but that they will not ever print or reveal any fact, however obviously central to the debate and important to it, if in any way that fact casts doubt upon the party line.
Well, sure, there's a new climate gate, for those that don't know, that just broke in the last few weeks. Tell folks about that. We have new examples of them saying we've got to hide the decline. We've got to, you know, not let this data come out. We can't have this paper published.
Oh, they're doing this all the time. I mean, it's a continuous process. It began years ago when the ClimateGate emails came out. It's worth just recalling what happened then, because somebody at the University of East Anglia, who had access to its servers, started reading the emails between the various scientists around the world that are whipping up this scare. Professor Phil Jones was right at the center of this small group. It's a very small group of scientists who are running this scare. He is one of them, Michael Mann at the University of Virginia, then at Penn State, various others, Kevin Trenberth in Colorado, Ben Santer at Lawrence Livermore. There's only half a dozen of them, really. These were the people, all of them essentially communist in their political outlook, all of them determined to centralize political and scientific power in their own hands as far as possible.
And as you said, Lord Monckton, they relish their collective power, even though individually they can hardly tie their shoelaces, and I'm serious.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you look at the science they produce, it's shoddy in the extreme, full of holes, and of course none of it has come to pass. When I, for instance, wrote in 2008 in a scientific paper, published in a scientific journal after peer review, that I reckoned the most likely thing was that a doubling of CO2 concentration might cause around 1 Celsius of global warming, and that if you doubled it again, you'd get another 1 Celsius, and after that, you'd run out of things to make CO2 with, and therefore there wasn't a climate problem. There was fury. They, again, this business of them saying we can't have this
problem. Well, they called for your arrest.
They've done that many times. They've said I should be executed. They haven't just said I should be arrested. They've said I should be executed. Now, this is exactly the kind of language that was used by the French revolutionaries, going back again to the Jacobins. It was used also by, in the days before Hitler came to power, by the Nazi Party. They were calling for the extermination of their opponents. And this is exactly the kind of language which is yet again being used by the totalitarian left.
Oh, now if you support the Tea Party or anything at colleges, the professors say, we're going to kill you, and they're allowed. That was in the news 2 weeks ago. They literally are threatening people. And I notice the controlled left is ramping themselves up into a bloodlusting lather now and openly saying no one is allowed to challenge them.
This is exactly what happened in pre-Nazi Germany. As the Nazis were coming to power, they began to command and organize the organs of public opinion. They dominated them just as the left does now. It was the left then. Remember that although there have been attempts to rebrand Hitler as right-wing, he wasn't. It was the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. These were leftists. They didn't like the communists because they were rival leftists, not because they were one was right and one was left. They were both leftists. And the Hitlerian movement did exactly as it began, by making increasingly strident demands that its opponents should be rounded up and first imprisoned, then executed, whether with or without trial. They didn't care either way. And people didn't bother to stop them saying this. And that was where the trouble grew. The moment they began to realize that however extreme their rhetoric, however wild their demands that their opponents should be obliterated, they would not be punished. They would not be held to account. Nobody would bat an eyelid.
That's right. That's right. It's not free speech when you say we need to kill our enemies.
Once they realized they could get away with that, they then began implementing what they had been calling for. And the result was 6 million Jews murdered and 100 million people killed in the Second World War. It is extremely dangerous to allow this kind of talk and not to fight back and not to resist it. And the problem I have with today's GOP, with the honourable exception of the Tea Party, is that they are sitting on their large wobbly bottoms and not standing up. And every time this attempt to shut free speech down happens, they are not fighting back. They are not bringing in the Constitution and pointing it at those who are doing this. They are tamely allowing the freedom that built America to be dismantled, not just piece by piece, but now wholesale. The moment you get open calls around the world from the scientific community that anybody who disagrees with them on this subject should be executed, and this is increasingly happening, then and they are allowed to do this without punishment, then that's when the rot starts. Now, fortunately, in some countries, because of what happened under Hitler, it is now unlawful to call for the execution of those whom you oppose politically. And in Austria, for instance, it is illegal. And in Scotland, where I'm speaking from, it is illegal. And in Austria recently, about this time last year, there was a professor, I won't name him because he eventually backed off. And he published a thing all over the web saying that people who didn't believe that the climate was doomed unless the West would shut down should be executed. He said, no point in trying, they've just got to be executed. Let's get them out of the way. And of course, there was an outcry, but he went on saying it and trying to justify it until I wrote to him and gave him 24 hours to retract that demand that we should be executed, or I would report him to the Austrian authorities under the hate speech law, and he would be sent to prison for life. And my goodness, you've never had a retraction as quick as the one that came back from him.
Well, that's the thing about the controlled left, is they're such ultra-authoritarian plutocrats, and they just have to be stood up against. We'll be right back with Lord Monckton.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening not the active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if, they ask when. So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, men, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's been banned all over the country. Colleges are saying it's racist if you have a fiesta party at your fraternity with Mexican food. Toga parties are next. They're saying no one can dress up in Halloween costumes of geisha girls, cowboys, or Indians. This is the total control of reducing the language and making everything a faux pas, and it ties into this shutting down information and these people calling themselves liberals when they are the opposite. They're authoritarians. We'll talk to Lord Monckton more about that and talk about the latest scandals and where this fight is going, because we told you this 6 years ago, and now it's happened. They've shut down over 500 different power plants in the country. Coal power plants are totally clean. Only water vapor and carbon dioxide comes out. And in many areas, power prices have doubled. On average, they're up over 30%. And it's bankrupting the country. China gets 3 a week. We get more than 3 a week shut down. Now they want to shut down more than 1,000 more. do the math. It's incredible. It's bring us to our knees. We're going to break down Agenda 21 with Lord Monckton in a moment. Speaking of Agenda 21, we sell Rosa Corey's book. By the way, she's a liberal Democrat out in California that woke up to this and was a city, county planner, zoning person, and was thought, this is incredible. She wrote her book. It's a short book. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's great to give to friends and family that aren't awake, the county commissioners, city council people. It's just one of hundreds of books we carry at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the liberty-promoting pro-gun and more apparel, Made in America, Maiden1776.com takes you right to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you can find all the Made in America paraphernalia, golf shirts, you name it. And your purchase of these fine products supports our endeavor. They are war bonds in the InfoWar against the globalists, and we're having a major effect. So many times it's InfoWars and a constellation of other liberty media worldwide that is holding the line and pushing back. UKIP's being demonized and saying, you know, they're racist. We ought to shut them down in England because it's the fastest growing party in England and now in Europe. Kind of Ron Paul-esque, just libertarian. This is happening. And, of course, Lord Monckton is one of the founders of UKIP. So it's so important to support real independent media. Even if you don't totally agree with it, if it's basically pro-liberty, because what Lord Monckton said is so key, and I want him to elaborate on this because it's so important. And I don't want it to get lost in translation or kind of fall into the cracks. He said, collectivists have a leg up, not individually. Individually, they're failures. And they've got university studies out of Canada that they're six times more likely to steal. Their families don't last. These are terrible people. They're weak people. So they seek power in a gang. They seek power in a cult. They seek power in a combine. They seek power in a swarm like locust. And individualist, we all have different views on the world, even if we may agree on like 90%. We have different perspectives. We're our own people. And so we're not joiners. And we don't tend to, we tend to give charity-wise more than anybody else, conservatives, libertarians, the statistics are worldwide. But we don't unify that often because we are individualists, as you just said. So it's so important to buy the products that promote the radio shows, the news websites that the FCC came out last week, the FCC chairman, and said, no, this will censor the Drudge Report and other libertarian conservative sites. The Republican leadership wants the real Tea Party shut down with the Democrats. They're the corrupt ruling class that's not free market. And they're branding, if you're pro-gun or anti-Obamacare, that's a total scam, that you're racist. Senator Rockefeller, I played the clip earlier in the hour. We'll play it again. This is what's happening. And these are real authoritarians. They need to be called out for it. They're very dangerous. So, again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We don't get taxpayer money like MSNBC or NPR. We are supported by viewers like you who support our sponsors, like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Best affordable foods out there, last 20 years, non-GMO, great customer service, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, 866-229-0927. Support our sponsors. Support our local AM and FM affiliates. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've developed the nation iodine that's so good for the glands and helps protect the thyroid from types of radioactive isotopes. People are so, on average, deficient in this. It's done wonders for me and my health. We've got the Super Male Vitality, 8 concentrated herbs that give me such vitality, libido, you name it. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. Try it. All you've done is support the show, and then you'll be blown away by how powerful it is, or you'll be the first bad review we've gotten. Lung cleanse, all of it. InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today or call toll free 888-253-3139. But Lord Monckton, I want you to recap and expand on what you just said, because it was Benjamin Franklin that said we all hang together or hang separate. That's why I don't end fight with libertarians or paleo conservatives or constitutionalist Confucius, you know, Confucian type liberty lovers, because I do realize the collectivists crave power and crave destroying individuals. Why do you think that the collectivists, the authoritarians, have such a vitriolic hatred of families, of male masculinity, of independent beauty and freedom and wealth. It's just so alien to those of us. I'm not putting us on a pedestal. I'm just saying who I am, who you are. I crave liberty. I crave the animating contest of competition. I crave diversity and real dynamic human spirit. And I would be embarrassed to use tactics against my competition to try to shut them down. But in this authoritarian world now, it's more than just liberalism, fake liberalism. It's a craven, wicked desire to just cheat and steal. And people think being dishonorable now is a way to get ahead. What do you call this? Just societal rot that we're facing?
This has happened time and again throughout history. And it always ends in the same way. It ends because eventually the totalitarians become so arrogant and so cruel to their fellow men that their fellow men, who previously hadn't been able to stand together and unite, finally do so and stand up against them. And in fact, going back to your example of what happened in the decades following the French Revolution, when eventually Napoleon emerged as the dictator of France, and then went around doing bilateral country-to-country deals between him and them to lock countries in where he wanted them, then he would invade them. And then they couldn't do anything back because they'd already signed a treaty with him. Eventually, after enough countries had thus been gobbled up by Napoleon, they banded together and stood together against him. And even if the Battle of Waterloo had not been the moment at which he was finally defeated, he had already by then been politically defeated because a grand alliance against him had been formed. And much the same happened really before the Second World War, where countries like Britain refused to get into alliances with other countries against Hitler, because they didn't want another war. Well, of course, nobody wants another war, but the fact was, if they didn't have one, Hitler was going to dominate Europe by exactly the same techniques of a combination of adroit diplomacy and brute force and will that Napoleon had previously used. And Hitler modelled himself very much on Napoleon. And so they did it then, and eventually Hitler pushed it too far, and the world ganged up against him, and he was stopped. Now, the difficulty we now face, Alex, is, as I was saying earlier, a unique situation in which totalitarianism, or groupthink, has gone global. And this globalization of groupthink is an extremely difficult thing to deal with, because to a greater or lesser degree, every country, even in the once freedom-loving Western world, is now part of this. And the entire bureaucratic and governing class knows that it's more than its job is worth to dare to speak out against it. I'm going to give you an example from the University of Delaware, where a communist front group called Greenpeace, which pretends to be an environmental organization, but in fact was taken over by communists 30 or 40 years ago now, and has been run as a front
group. And by the way, their founder is the one that blew the whistle on that and released the documents. That's a fact.
Patrick Moore, who has talked to me about it, and likewise is another founder, the late Eric Ellington, whom I knew well. And when I first mentioned on your show some years ago that Eric Ellington, one of the founders of Greenpeace, had said that this had become taken over by the communists, the communists were very angry, and they then got in touch with me to say, what evidence do you have that there was anybody called Eric Ellington? And I said, well, his brother is still alive and living in Scotland, where he used to live. Why don't you get in touch with him? So they went quiet after that. Once they realized there was an Eric Ellington, he was a landscape photographer. He lived partly in Scotland, partly in Jersey. And he said to me very plainly, and he was not a political man, he said, look, we founded the organization to be a genuine environmental organization. That was our intention. Patrick Moore says the same. But, he said, then the communists suddenly took it over, and because we weren't political, we didn't know how to stop them. And within a few years, all of us who had founded it had left, not because we didn't believe we needed a cleaner and safer environment, but because we didn't believe Greenpeace any longer had anything to do with that. Now, this organization wrote to the University of Delaware, it's doing this all the time, and it made an extremely intrusive and elaborate Freedom of Information request against Professor David Lee Gates, who who happens to be a co-author of mine on a recent scientific paper, and a bit of a friend, and they began saying, this was 4 years ago now, that they wanted 60 information in 60 different categories about his work on climate change. Now, under the law in the state of Delaware, the first state of the union, as you know, one of the smallest, and unfortunately controlled largely by the left, Joe Biden's son at the moment is the Attorney General there, they have a freedom of information law, and this was exploited by Greenpeace. And they said, we want information about all this to do with Professor Lee Gates. Now, Professor Lee Gates is not paid by the state of Delaware. He's paid independently by the university, which is itself subsidized separately by the state of Delaware, but his salary is not paid from what comes from the state of Delaware. Or rather, it wasn't. But then, once this Freedom of Information request came along, only then did the university tell him that for some years it had been allocating part of the funds from the University of, from the state of Delaware towards his salary, and that therefore, and only for that reason, he was subject to the Freedom of Information law and had to turn over not only all the paperwork that the law required him to, but all his personal paperwork. Anything to do with the climate that was on his personal computer, his personal work, even if it had nothing to do with state funding, he was still to hand it over.
That is an unprecedented level of invasion of privacy. You know,
and of academic freedom. And the university went on and on and on at it. And there's a really nasty piece of work there called White, Lawrence White. He is the general counsel for the university. He was at Georgetown before. He's been the rounds, and everywhere that he's been, he seems to have moved on rather quickly, shall we say. I won't put it any stronger than that. Anyway, here he is at the University of Delaware, quite a come down from Georgetown. And this unspeakable White says to Lee Gates, you either produce all this documentation, whether or not the law requires it, whether or not it forms part of Greenpeace's request, or you will have infringed a request by a senior officer of the university and you'll be punished for it. He was threatened that if he didn't produce documents which he had no duty under any law to produce, he would be punished by the university.
So just more bullying. I want to shift gears currently into their latest power grabs, because politically they've been exposed. Again, they don't care about any of the real environmental issues. It's just all carbon taxes. They're all making money off it, from Pachauri and the UN, moving power plants from England and steel mills in England to India. You've got Al Gore making money off of it. All of this, Obama making money off of it. But they're still just moving forward. Give us the latest on that.
Right. Let me first of all just wrap that up very quickly. I was just about at the end of it there. And I have therefore intervened in this matter of the university. And I have made my own Freedom of Information request, saying I want all the paperwork from the unspeakable White about his handling of the affair of Professor Lee Gates and the request from Greenpeace. And so far, the university, including White, wrote to me and he said, I'm not going to give you any information. And so he is now in very big trouble with the law, because the next thing that will happen, we'll go to court and we'll drag the unspeakable White into court and make him explain itself and put him in the witness box. And question after question after question, the man will be broken by the end of this process if he's behaved as I'm told he's behaved. And
the issue is they're going after stuff that you're not allowed to get under FOIA, but then he's not following a FOIA himself.
No, that's right. Absolutely. The double standard is palpable, but they're quite shameless about this. They don't care. They'll justify things by the law if it suits them, and if the law doesn't suit them, they won't comply with it themselves. That's how they are, these people. But the point is that we are now beginning to fight back. Every time they try this on one of my colleagues, we fight back. We're also fighting back against anyone who now produces an open and obvious lie in a scientific paper. And I'm going after, at the moment, some researchers at the University of Queensland who tried to say that 97% of all scientists in 11,944 papers they reviewed since 1991 had said that most of the warming of recent decades was caused by us, when their own data file that they had themselves marked up showed only 64 papers out of 11,944, 0.5%.
Oh, yeah. The hoax that polar bears can't swim and penguins are all dying and the Earth's all dying.
What they're now doing is, if you can catch them out in an actual straight lie, then you've got them because it's fraud. And so what we're doing to these people who have committed fraud, here and elsewhere, is we're going after them now with prosecutions. And you see, in Britain, where in some respects, although we're an unconsidered satrapy of the European tyranny by Clark, we still have one or two freedoms. The European tyranny...
I was about to say, by the way, you're not just tooting your horn here. You were able to get Al Gore's movie pulled out of most schools because of all the lies in it. You forced
Better
them
to... That, we made the Department of Education circulate I think it was 70 pages of corrective guidance before that film could be shown in any school. So it was a huge victory. Al Gore has never really recovered from it because he was shown to have been essentially a political charlatan who knew nothing about the climate.
Wait a minute, you mean he didn't invent the internet?
Well, who can say, but I doubt it very much. Certainly he was wrong about the climate.
No, I'm being sarcastic. The internet was invented in the 70s.
Of course, he's now regarded as a bit of a joke. Point is, though, that we're now fighting back against these lies, and the way to do it is to go against the individual liars, the individual crooks, the individual people like the unspeakable white, the so-called general counsel of the University of Delaware, who has quite improperly abused his power and abused his position to try to order a tenured member of the faculty at his university to produce documents in gross interference with his academic freedom when there was no law that empowered him so to demand.
All right, we're going to stay there, Lord Monckton. I want to come back and get into their latest power grabs, though. We've talked about stuff they've been doing, how we're fighting back, but I want to know what their latest schemes are. Warn us, coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
We
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want people to understand something. I first got on radio in 1996, and I was just like a mainline libertarian. And all these veterans, government people, you name it, engineers, were educating me because I was on the radio, and nobody else had a show like this in Central Texas. Now it's been syndicated, of course, since 1997. And then it's expanded greatly. But the engineers would bring me the documents, the farmers and ranchers who were having their ranches taken in eminent domain for pennies on the dollar, and then the Enviro Nazis that would do it would turn around 5 years later and turn it into condos and mansions and sell 3 acres for $1 million or $2 million. Some cases, half an acre for $3 million on the Colorado River. I watched them take more than 50,000 acres, and I mean, I would come out from the radio studio, and there'd be all these people down there want me to come to their ranches and see what was being taken. I would go cover it. And it was like a James Bond movie, some of the stuff, the harassment I would get, the death threats. We stopped some of it because it's so corrupt, you barely stand up, it falls. I want to hold Lord Moncton 5 minutes of the next hour so he can finish up his statements. I'm just telling the story now. That I then went with Mike Hansen. We've got the footage somewhere. We aired it on Back Then I Had Access TV show in like 97. They had former Dallas Cowboys. They had the head of Bank of America. They had people from the Clinton administration there. We got into the Smart Growth Conference. I interviewed Michael Dell. And they would laugh at me when my cameras were off and go, of course we know it's a land grab, and would laugh at me. They weren't even liberals or communists. So there's also a component of this of land grabbers and controllers. It's just criminality is the only way to describe it. Lord Moncton, you know, I tell that story because I don't think people realize under Agenda 21, it's a total overthrow. It's a return to feudalism, but it's beyond that. What do you call these people or this system? They're beyond authoritarians. They're really like authoritarians meet con artists.
What they are is thieves. It's a brilliant scam. Because what they do is they set up this whole environmental thing about how we have to save the planet. It's preached now in every school as though it was some kind of new religion. And then they go around, they say, right, we want to exercise eminent domain over a nice ranch in an attractive area so that we can save the lesser spotted three-toed warbler or something.
No, it's a warbler in Austin. It's a warbler. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's right. They'll leave it then for a few years, fallow, and then they'll sell it off. And because they'll just leave enough time so that people have forgotten how it was they came by that land and why they came by it, they sell it off, up go the condos, and they trouser millions, I mean tens of millions, on each ranch, if they're clever about it, in profit. And this goes, and then of course a lot of that money goes into the Democrat political party. And of course that is why the Democrats and the left generally have taken up this supposed global warming cause. It is because the major funders of their opponents politically were, of course, the fossil fuel companies, the coal companies, the electricity companies. They were all big donors once upon a time to the Republican Party. And so what the left have been doing for many, many years, apart from enriching themselves...
They're shaking the oil companies down because they give more to the left now than the right.
That is exactly the thing. They've terrorized the...
They buy protection money. They buy protection.
By saying, if you don't do things the way we want, we'll shut you down because of global warming. Now, there is no basis for shutting anybody down because of global warming, but if you've got every school kid being trained up by his teachers day after day in all this garbage, of course, eventually people are going to end up...
Sir, do 5 more minutes with us on solutions. Just stay there, please.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.